Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your latest Redmen Bite Size. It is Friday, the 14th of July. My name is Dan Club, and I'm here to talk through some of the latest in the world of Liverpool Football Club. And it's been a pretty chaotic 24 hours or so, it's fair to say. Pretty much out of nowhere, Liverpool look like they could be losing Jordan Henderson and Fabinho, and that midfield rebuild that we've been talking about for weeks on end could be about to get a whole lot bigger. And yeah, it's been a bit of a whirlwind, I suppose, in many senses. The Jordan Henderson stuff kind of emerged earlier on the week, and it was kind of shut down quite quickly. I don't think anyone really expected it to materialise into anything, but as the days have gone on, it's become more and more abundantly clear that the captain could well be heading to Saudi Arabia. And the latest on this comes from friend of the show, Neil Jones, and his Substack. He said within that Jordan Henderson has made it clear that he wants to leave Liverpool for Al Ettifaq, with the club wanting a quick resolution. Now, on top of that as well, just before I came on air, James Pearce of The Athletic tweeted that a 3-year contract has been verbally agreed. Jordan Henderson's future now hinges on Al Ettifaq negotiating a transfer fee with Liverpool Football Club. James goes on to say that Liverpool intend to stand firm because they were planning on next season with him on board and won't let him go cheaply. And he also goes on to say there's been no bid as of yet. It's good to see that we are going to stand firm on this one. I know a lot of people on Thursday, when it was first sort of muted, that it could be a 10 million fee, it could be a 20 million fee, it could even have been for free at one point as well, it appeared like. And a lot of people were kind of just accepting the fact that we just take whatever fee was on the table for Jordan Henderson. But I think from a club perspective, we should be trying to extract the best possible value from Henderson and indeed Fabinho, because this isn't a normal market anymore. This is Saudi Arabian clubs coming pretty much at the 11th hour trying to take our captain, because Liverpool are jetting off to Germany tomorrow at time of recording, and the captain is supposed to be on that flight, I assume, as is Fabinho. So all of a sudden, for Saudi clubs to come in and just think they can just take him off you, as well as another key player, for like any price, doesn't feel right to me. Like, Liverpool's plans were for Henderson to be playing, therefore we should demand the highest possible figure because we need to go and replace him. And also, why do we need to sell him? This isn't Thiago, who's got 12 months left on his deal. It isn't Joel Matip even, who's also got 12 months left on his deal. It's Jordan Henderson, who's got 2 years left on his deal. So I'm glad that Liverpool are playing hardball a little bit with this and aren't just going to let another football club walk away with the captain. I think that's the right stance to take. And ultimately, I think if Henderson's made it clear that he wants to leave, that's a thing in itself. And I think ultimately we should sort of bow down and eventually sort of shake hands and let him leave the football club. But it has to be for the right fee. And whatever that is Liverpool have got in mind, that's what we should be getting. But like I say, Jurgen Klopp isn't going to want a footballer who's made it abundantly clear that his future lies elsewhere. He isn't going to want him around either for the remainder of the season. So there's a real balancing act to be found here. And hopefully we can come to some sort of agreement with all parties and get this deal done. Because, like I say, so close to pre-season starting and indeed the season itself starting, this isn't something we need rumbling on for too much longer. We need a resolution to this pretty quickly. But yeah, like I say, there's other factors here. You know, leadership-wise, Jordan Henderson, for whatever you say about his performances last season, he is still a huge integral part of our leadership. and being captain. We've just lost James Milner, the vice captain, as well. It's two big losses, and they'd be hard to replace in terms of what they do around the club. But hopefully Jurgen Klopp's got people in mind. There's Virgil van Dijk, Andy Robertson, Szoboszlai's captain of Hungary. You know, there's different leaders amongst them. Hopefully they can step up. And indeed, people sort of below that pecking order can step up as well. But let's see how that one transpires. The next one I want to touch on is, of course, Fabinho. Now, Paul Joyce from The Times said Liverpool are set to receive a $40 million approach from Al Ittihad for the Brazilian midfielder. And he went on to say that that would indicate he is interested in leaving. So, 29 years old on the back of what was a really, really poor season. But I do want to say that came on the back of what was a pretty hectic quadruple season for Fabinho. He played a lot of football in that campaign and he never really got back up and running last season, it's fair to say. So, I think we all had expectations and hope that given a little bit of a rest, given a proper pre-season under his belt, we would see Fabinho something like back to his best. And also, if you get an understudy in there, somebody to sort of take some minutes off him. When we did play Fabinho, he would get somewhere near to what we used to see from him. And let's be honest, you know, we're not a million miles removed from talking about him as being one of the better number sixes, defensive midfielders in world football. So I think we're quick to forget that sometimes. And like I said with Henderson, the $40 million fee, it feels to me like the sort of fee that we'd be looking to get if you wanted to sell him and if it was in the European market. Now, we don't really want to sell him because, again, I imagine he was part of our plans for this season and it's a Saudi Arabian club. So, personally, I'd be demanding more than $40 million for Fabinho. But, again, we'll wait and see what happens on that one. And, again, similar to what I said with Henderson, if he's made it clear that he wants to leave, I think we're best off finding a solution to that somehow that means he does, of course, leave the football club. Yeah, and I think the next stage of this really is how do we replace them? Now, we've been linked with Lavia for a long time. It felt like that move could happen regardless of outgoings. But yeah, I think since those two look like they could be heading out, we're going to have to sort of up the ante on our recruitment search. Lavia could well still be involved, but we might have to go for somebody more established, a little bit more experienced, especially to fill the Fabinho void as a six. And Florian Plettenberg of Sky Sports Germany has claimed that Jörg Schmadtke is keeping an eye on the situation of Borussia Mönchengladbach midfielder Manu Kone, a player that's been heavily linked with Liverpool already this summer, and it felt like our interest in him waned a lot when he got injured for France in the recent European Championships, the under-21s. Now, I did a quick look this morning and I think his manager in Germany has said that he'll be out until the start of August with that knee problem. So it feels a risk pursuing and potentially signing someone who's currently injured. Doesn't feel like something we should be doing personally. But clearly he's a player they've identified as somebody they like. He fits a lot of the criteria, ticks a lot of the boxes. So if we can get genuine, hard and fast assurances over his injury issues, maybe there's something in it. But to me, like I say, it does feel like a bit of a gamble. And he's somebody who's never played in the Premier League before. I just feel like there's better options, better, more established, better experienced and not injured options out there for us. So, yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see how our incomings go from here on out, because there is going to have to be a dramatic shift in what we're trying to do if we lose two of our more established midfielders.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Next up, I want to talk to you about a quick story which came from the Mail Sport. It's from Simon Jones, and it claims that Wolves are targeting Kevin Kelleher and Liverpool value the goalkeeper at around 20 million. Now, in terms of valuation, I think that's probably in the right ballpark. I might want slightly more than that myself, but I think anything higher than that, you'd be looking for a goalkeeper who's played a lot more football than Kelleher. I think ability-wise, he's worth more than that. He just hasn't got the masses of football under his belt to sort of stack it up and to make clubs want to pay any more. It's no surprise that Wolves will be going for him. I think they're linked, their goalkeeper's linked with a move away, Jose Sarr. So no huge shock for me. Probably the biggest shock is the fact he's not Portuguese, and that they're exclusively all they buy, really, Wolves, isn't it? But yeah, Kelleher, outstanding goalkeeper. I'd like to keep him around. I guess it becomes increasingly difficult because he's getting older and Alisson isn't getting any worse, quite frankly. So Keller's going to want to play football. I felt like the Europa League and offering him the group matches at least in that could be something that sways his decision-making. But again, it's difficult because he is very much a Premier League level goalkeeper who Premier League opportunities are going to be hard to come by for him. So again, it's money in the coffers if it does happen. I don't think we'd go and sign a replacement for him, personally. I think we'd be relatively at ease with keeping Adrian. It might mean someone like Peter Luger sticks around instead of going out on loan. It's difficult, like, if God forbid Alisson did pick up any sort of injury and you were left with Adrian and a really inexperienced Peter Luger knocking around, that becomes extremely difficult. Whereas, as things stand, if Alisson was to pick up a knock of any description, Keller comes in and we're all at peace with that. So, it's another balancing act for Liverpool, but it's 20, 25 million in the back pocket to maybe put towards this midfield rebuild. Who knows? So Wolves want Kelleher. And finally, there's one final, rather strange story that I want to touch upon before I wrap up. And it comes from Italy and Tutto Mercato Web. And it comes from Papa Diop's agent, Gerald Segu. Now, the Senegalese 19-year-old has recently got relegated with Zulte Waregem in Belgium. And the agent has claimed in an exclusive interview with the Italian outlet that towards the end of last season, while he was busy with the national team, we were contacted by Liverpool and we had preliminary meetings in Paris. He goes on to say that three French teams have also expressed their interest and Italian teams. And he ends the little segment by saying, "Let's see what happens." He also says that they have some appointments in Germany next week. Now, 19 years old, he's got two Senegal under-23 caps. He hardly played last season in Belgium. Now, where this has come from in terms of our interest in him, I have no idea, quite frankly. He's described as a box-to-box midfielder, and other than that, I can't tell you loads about him. So, who knows? Maybe that's another name we'll see some more on, because the player's agent himself has told a rather reputable Italian outlet that Liverpool held meetings with him at the end of last season. So yeah, that'll be everything for Red Men Bite Size. Please stay tuned to Red Men TV because there's so much going on. This Henderson-Fabinho saga rumbles on. Also, who we might be looking to get in as replacements for those two. So yeah, stay tuned to everything Red Men TV. And before I go, I just want to tell you that our brand new limited edition book, Bobby Firmino, Best in the World, is available to pre-order now on Red Men Merch. And this obviously follows our wonderful Bobby Firmino, Best in the World documentary that basically looks through the Brazilian strikers, time at Hoffenheim, earlier on his career at Brazil, and of course his wonderful career at Liverpool. And the book is outstanding, and I'm not just saying that because I've wrote half of it. It genuinely is absolutely superb. So yeah, check it out, get yourself a pre-order, and myself, Paul Machin, and Steve Hall will even sign one for you as well if you like. So yeah, how good is that? Anyway, I'll speak to you all again.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
And very soon.